guest the first 2 hours today is Fonnie, and that is spelled F-A-N-I-E. And he is talking about what has gone on in South Africa. And he's comparing the same policies that seem to be applicable here. The same people are involved. You have your Hillary Clintons and George Soros. And boy, oh boy, all the good people are being sold out. Anyway, Fonnie, welcome back.
Thank you, Deanne. I was going to say that I both like Putin and I like Trump, but there's a problem. As good as they are and as much as they love their country and want to make it great for its people, if they get taken out, who knows what they will be replaced with. So with that in mind, it is my humble opinion that America and Russia should reform this one-man dictatorship that was instated in the 1930s and give power back to the people who the country belongs to. Trump expressed this in some of his talks already. But you must realize he inherited a kettle of fish that is very difficult to handle. The Bush had it right. The only reason they had a representative government, Paul Kruger and a few others, was because the Bush lived far apart and there was no communication. No decision, however, in a republic gets made without consulting with the burghers. This was done by notices that were put up in the towns, and it was a duty of the Boer burghers to react to it if there was a problem regarding the proposal. This is why the British could not replace Paul Kruger with another dictator with power over the rest of the burghers. Boers were all equal in power. They all stood united for the same goal as a homogeneous nation. Therefore, there were no need for political parties and politics, and the religion division was not present. It took a world war to get an advantage over the strength of the Boers in a republic. The Boer slogan is Eendrag maak mag, unity is power. We don't have that today. it was only after the Afrikaner was instated as a dictator over the Boers that the British Westminster political voting system was enforced. This system is based on division, otherwise it cannot function. It is the old divide and conquer technique, same as what religion in all its thousands of variations does. Divide the people so that they can be conquered based on media programmed opinions. If there was a dispute between the Boers, they did not vote based on opinions. Collective knowledge and then made an informed, anonymous decision. Afrikaner nuts, because they cannot position to rule over the Boers if there is not a structural hierarchy which determines his status and gives him an advantage over others. That is why structure organizations with leaders, not that they are any good at leading. Texas and some of the other states, thereby you have it right, and that is to get the independence. If American colonies get the independence ruled by the people, then the world, one world order back is broken. It will never regain its power over America. It does not mean that America will not be American anymore. It just means that the American people will have gained their own power back, and the states can learn and support each other in the same way the Boer republics were independently governed by the burghers, but united under the same folk or the same nation. A republic is a form of government where the burghers who the country belongs to govern their country as a homogeneous nation in the interest of their burghers. Republic means by the public, for the public. Democracy is communism. Without it, the Zionists and the useful idiots cannot function. Democracy has been defined as communism or Marxism for thousands of years and was
Did we lose our guest?
Hello, am I back?
Yeah, you're back. You're back. Good. Okay, so you
Where
were talking
did I lose
about,
you?
You were talking about Marxism And so continue from there.
Okay, let me just shortly repeat that democracy is communism. Without it, the Zionists and the useful idiots cannot function. Democracy has been defined as communism or Marxism for thousands of years, and it was proven to be a failure throughout history. Dictatorship naturally arises out of democracy, and the most aggravated form of tyranny and slavery out of the most extreme liberty. This was quoted by Plato. He was born 427 years BC. That's 2,500 years ago already, and they knew it. Your own John Adams, your second United States president, said, "Democracy, while it lasts, is more bloody than either aristocracy or a monarchy. Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, it exhausts, and murders itself. There is never a democracy that did not commit suicide." I think this guy knew what he was talking about. Your John Adams, he was president 1735 to 1826. "And nowhere else is it more bloody than here in the colony of South Africa. Democracy is a disaster, and multiculturalism destroying nations and countries." Even your Federal Reserve Act fraud was written in 1913. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Currently, the governing parties in South Africa are the Afrikaner, who serves the British Zionists, the Christians, holy people. If you look at the Afrikaner Bond logo, it's the same six-pointed star as the Zionists. Afrikaner is code word for Jew, because that's who they serve. The Democrats, or Zionists, who run the Democratic Alliance, who demands racial integration. And they advertise this racial integration in all their media. It's kind of a forced genocide that they want to create here.
Right.
The ANC is the third leg this whole government stands on, which is called the South African government, and its affiliations, who also serve the Zionists. They were created by the Jews in Britain. They claim 22,000 children starved to death in the concentration camps by the Afrikaner, which were hidden by them by claiming it was women and children, and not children, were adjusted to 35,000 children after the Afrikaner General Gert Opperman and the Pretoria University female professor dug some of the Boer graves, removed the bones and planted grass over it to remove the graveyard evidence. They claimed they wanted to do research on the skeletons as a reason for mutilating the graves. The reason for doing it is they claim they did not know that some of the 1 million surviving Boers in the illegal colony of South Africa still exist. With these actions, these Afrikaners violate the practice relating to Rule 113. Treatment of the dead as issued by the International Committee of the Red Cross. Same with the Geneva Convention 4, and they have Additional Protocol 1 and Additional Protocol 2, and the International Criminal Court Statute, the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, these databases on these rules are listed internationally. And that is what the Afrikaner is. They are violating any and all international laws and does not have respect for anything. One has to think, what kind of a human can participate in the starvation of 35,000 children and participate in the atrocities committed on these children? And we think that they cannot be human, because a human is somebody with a conscience.
Yeah,
the Boer country was internationally... I'm sorry?
Yes, exactly. I was, when you brought up the starving children, who could starve all of these children? And I thought to myself, the same people who suggest that it's okay to wipe out 55 million babies before they're born.
Well, these were children under the age of 16 years and under.
Right. Yes.
They if you look at the records, and there are some people here that have records, they were fed just enough to barely keep them alive. Any kind of illness under that conditions, these children just died. I mean, if you don't get food, you've got no strength. And true. If you look throughout the world, these Zionists or the British or the Nazis or the Bolsheviks, under whatever Democrats, whatever name they choose to hide their identity, that's what they've been doing, concentration camps. If you look at any concentration camp, you find a Jew in it. Sorry?
Okay, you find that they are running them, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay, for the people that doesn't know, the Transvaal was internationally recognized on 17 January 1852 at the Centrefier Convention, and the Free State was internationally recognized at the Bloemfontein Convention on 23 February 1854. The Republic Freedom, or Northern Natal, was given to the Boers by the Zulus for saving the young Dene Zulu during the Anglo-Zulu War of 1878. The Boers country are as it is, as it was in 1899 when the Second Anglo-Boer War was started. The Boers defended their sovereignty in two wars against the British, in 1880 and 1881, and in 1899 to 1902. And the Peace Treaty of Vereniging 92 was never honored by the British. The international law of 1898, which states one country cannot occupy another, not even through war, was also violated by the British. And then there's also the United Nations Resolution 1514, which is violated, which gave self-governance back to countries all over the world, except the Boers, because everybody wants to plunder the resources. The Boers were never religious. The Afrikaner is. Not that this religion does anything for the Afrikaner's morality, because the Afrikaner does nothing which has anything to do with morality. It was Christians, the British and the Afrikaners, who starved the Boer children in the concentration camps were Christians. So what is wrong with the Christian religion? If you go to Google and you type Jesus versus Horus and look at the images, you will discover even more previous Jesuses. The Jesus story was stolen from previous Jesuses by the Jew Josephus. And get this, Jesus is Josephus. He wrote himself in the book. If the New Testament is fraud, then what about the Old Testament? Look, I know many Americans are very religious. But this is going to come out, and I've got a kicker at the end here, because there's already two international cases which is made against the Vatican, or the Church, as most people know of. If you Google Council of Nicaea, that is where these religious theologians came together in the year 325 to decide what the Christian religion is going to be for the world. There were no gods and no Holy Spooks present. Just these theologians who defined the religion they wanted you to have that will favor them. You only get peace of mind here. It's a personal God watching you, and you remain submissive on your knees before these Jews, and no peace and more peace of mind that when you die, the Jesus Jew is reserving your seat in heaven, wherever this heaven is, and of which there is no proof of. It is just a good-sounding scheme. In the year 600, a German by the name Lothar renamed himself Muhammad and started the Muslim religion from the same sources as the Christian religion. Just changed a few names and things to suit the Middle Easterners, and there you have it. The Christian religion and the Muslim religion is one and the same thing. Google is a wonderful thing. The books in the Bible was not written under the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spooks by spirit-infected humans. There is nothing original in the Bible. The Old Testament was stolen from already existing literatures. Probably the history of Atlantis, where the aliens who built the pyramids wanted slaves to serve them. Adam and Eve were not individuals. They were groups of men and women whose DNA were modified. Easy to see. Because after Cain slayed his brother Abel, Cain went to the people to build them a city. The people, we, were there on the earth already before this so-called creation in the Bible was done. If this religion fraud is not bad enough, King James in the 1600s gave the book to the Freemasons under Francis Bacon to modify to serve their purpose better. Today, Freemasons run the Christian religion. All you have to do is Google Obelisk Vatican City, and you will see the Freemason obelisk with a Christian cross on top of it, symbolizing Freemasonry and the Christian religion is under their control. It is their product. That is why the Church, or the Roman Catholic Church, claim copyright on the Bible. It is their creation. There's nothing to do with God, because in the Bible, it is not about a God, but there's a plurality of gods. Genesis 1.26, Genesis 3.22, Genesis 18.13, and John 1 John 5 verse 7. Says this black and white for you. The question should be, what does this Middle Eastern religion out of the pyramids want to have to do with the Aryan or the white race? Today, this is abused to accuse Hitler for wanting to preserve his white race, because diversity of race is what the creator of this world willed. Only the Zionist Jews want to destroy the white race. So the joke goes, the first miracle Jesus performed was being a white guy in the Middle East. Just as a black Jesus was created for the Africans. Well, it's true.
Yes,
so, have white Jesus been created for us? Yeah, the joke is that black Jesus went to jail for you.
Sure.
As with all political control systems, which includes religion, it uses psychology. If you Google religion and the Stockholm Syndrome, and I'll quote for you. Yes, Christianity is an emotionally abusive death cult. It uses whatever emotional tactics are necessary to ensnare members and make them unquestioningly loyal to the political agenda of the ruling members. This has got nothing to do with anything holy. This is about politics. If you think for yourself, if you give your whole mind, your heart, and your soul over to this religion as it demands, what are left of you? An empty shell? And then only ego serves as a protective mechanism to maintain the self. And you can pick this up if you listen and this is what bugs me. America has got the most amazing people who does the absolute most fantastic research the world has, like Jordan Maxwell, Michael Tsarion, and others. And people never, it seems like nobody ever listened to these people and hear what they say. In the same way, government broken down means govern or rule by controlling the subjects, and meant for mental is the mind control. And here's something that you can look at. If you Google Vatican Holocaust, and there's another case, the International Tribunal into Crimes of Church and State. The website is itccs.org. Go have a look there and see what comes out now, what is being done by the churches and this religion and governments.
Indeed. Well, there are other churches too.
Okay. In the colony of South Africa, after the Boers were dirt poor. They were dispossessed of the land.
Funny, we have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yep. Be right back.
Okay.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
For the first 2 hours is Bonnie. All righty. Please continue from where you left off. You were talking about,
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. In the colony of South Africa, after the war, the Boers were dirt poor. They were dispossessed of their land and farms and were forced to work in the mines to survive. The Afrikaner, who were now the dictator by military force over the Boers, however, erected all these Boer statues and monuments you see here today. Like the Voortrekker Monument. It's not a Boer-built monument. The Afrikaners built these for themselves, not for the Boers. Boers do not build statues and monuments. And during the period prior to the Second Anglo-Boer War, when the Boers were sovereign, there was not a single monument or statue built. All the Boers' graveyards were important in the Boer history, for the Boers got obelisks. They were erected by the Afrikaner. All these statues and monuments are littered with Freemason symbolism and artifacts.
Right, they're phallic symbols,
Afrikaner,
right?
And they're obsessed, they are with money, they're real gods. Yeah, look, it's got a different purpose. It's just not because it represents an erection when you die. And I always joke and say that that kind of leaves the woman out of going of being resurrected after death. Nah.
Very interesting.
Sorry, did you hear? Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I can hear you.
That's what they tell people. It represents the resurrection after death. But it's kind of ridiculous to spend such large amounts of money on something that will represent something like that. It's got a different purpose. If you consider that the Afrikaner has been prosecuting the Boers since the Cape days. They fought against the Boers in the war as the Royal Scouts and manned the concentration camp with the British. Then why would they go to such massive expenses to put up all these obelisks and monuments for the Boers? And that is because these obelisks does have a specific purpose, and that is the same purpose church towers have, and that is to harvest energy from the congregation. And even if the congregation does not have a tower, the network of towers erected serve a purpose of collecting the energy.
It works like
an aerial. If you look at the pyramids, they were built on energy lines on the earth, and when a pole shift occurred, they lost their power. And the same thing is about to happen now, because the next pole shift is imminent. They even went so far as to declassify Pluto, which apparently has this effect on the earth, from its planetary status. Look, talk to Jordan Maxwell and Michael Charon and all these other researchers. They know all about this. They are fully aware of all this, what's going on around us. And it's a world that has been hidden from us, because knowledge is power. As long as they can keep us as stupid as possible, we're none the wiser any. Okay, so if you want the true Christian religion, where it originates from, then read the Nag Hammadi text, and it will tell you where this jealous God comes from, who, when he said to his angels, "I'm the only one, I'm a jealous God," the angels knew there was another who is the creator. You can Google it. It's the Nag Hammadi text is on the internet.
Right.
The Christian religion were not what America was founded on. And let me quote for you. Our nation was not founded on Christian principles, but on enlightened ones. God only entered the picture as a very minor player, and Jesus Christ was conspicuously absent. And Brooke Allen said that. In the Boer Republic of Transvaal, the Constitution banned the Roman Catholic Church, and churches or religion was not allowed. This religion is an imposing...
Okay, we have a break. We will be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With our guest today, and his name is Fani. Welcome back.
Thank you. Can I continue?
Please.
Okay. In the Boer Republic of Transvaal, the constitution banned the Roman Catholic Church and churches or religion was not allowed. Our forefathers were not as stupid as people think they were. They may have been more primitive because they didn't have technology, but they sure had something between their ears. This religion is an imposing concept that was fed to us to undermine the real concept of a creator being who your relation is direct and your manual is nature, which gives you everything you know in your life. If you think about it, everything that you know, all technology, everything you need to stay alive comes from nature. And it's nature laws. As an Orion being, you have creative abilities, and this is what they want to destroy if you integrate with other types of people to become a proletarian. How else can they rule over you? Why do you think you are accused of racism if you refuse to integrate? The choice is simple. You can preserve who you are as willed by the creator, or you can submit and get back to into religion on your knees for the Zionist who wants to be your God. And I want to say something about the Zuidlander Afrikaners touring America to collect money from Americans. Ask them why they are collecting money if it is they who created the genocide on the Boer members by bringing the Africans into the Boers' country. They sold the Boers' country to the Africans, are managing the genocide with the ANC and the Jews. How can they claim they are collecting funds for the genocide? What are they doing with the money except live well off it themselves? These Afrikaners rely on two things. The Christian religion through which they want to claim their innocence and morality, and the very emotional presentation of what is done to the Boers that they are going to show the Americans. There's something I wanted to say about this. You can ask them, who do they think they are to represent the Boers? They have absolutely nothing to do with us. This is as absurd as the Mexicans representing Americans going to Europe to collect money for themselves for the murders they commit on Americans. I mean, it's ridiculous. Oh, this is what I wanted to say. I'm specifically pointing to Christianity, this religion, because Boers were never religious. After the first Anglo-Boer War, the Afrikaner who was instated a Boer general at the Battle of Majuba, Joubert, Lieutenant General Joubert. The Boers won the battle, but he ran over to the British and gave them religious freedom, because they realized as long as the Boers are not infected with something, they will never be conquered. The effect this religion had, because after this Christian religion, the Afrikaners and the British streamed into the Boers' country and started putting churches up. 19 years later, when the Second Anglo-Boer War broke out, most of the Boers didn't want to fight for their freedom. They were waiting for Jesus to come save them, and they are still waiting. And this is why there were never more than 30,000 Boers in the war. This religion has cost the Boers most of their children, and that is why we are still today a minority in our own country, and we are being ruled by foreigners. Okay, I want to speak about the resources stolen from the Boer country and large amounts of gold each month. This is what is funding the British or the Jews or whatever name they go under, the Democrats, and who are destroying countries the world over. The gold is converted into US dollars through the fractional reserve banking scam, laws into US dollars at about 9 times the value. With a few hundred million, these Jews can buy a lot of useful idiots to fulfill their crimes for them. In a colony of South Africa, it is the Afrikaner who are the lapdogs of these British Zionists. And I would like to point out that in some of the videos I watched on the unrest going on in America, where some of them admitted they are being paid to do that.
True.
Where else do these Zionists get their fortunes from? As long as the world is going to look the other way to what is going on here in the little forgotten Boer republics, so long are these Zionists going to be well-funded to destroy other countries. They fund their agenda right from here. Then once they got themselves in to a position with the stolen money, they start to plunder that country as well, which strengthen them even further. That is why all the democracy countries in the world is bankrupt under the Zionists. Their currencies are devaluating and the country have problems maintaining itself. Currency is manipulated because people have been made dependent on it to stay alive. If your government does not comply to their demands, they manipulate the currency, which affects your living conditions. What easier way to control the Guam than to make them dependent on their systems? And I see in the media the ongoing threats about crashing the currency to create when a currency is completely bankrupt.
Depression. Depression.
It's like a depression. It's a depression.
Right.
And what they usually do is they step in and they offer a solution which is more enslaving than the system that was in before.
Right. We've had several of those recently. The last one was 2008, and they slipped money to their cronies, and so the living standard goes down. But the only thing is that it's not reported. A lot of the living conditions that people are surviving through, they're living in tents, they're living in tent cities, and people never hear about that. And during the Depression in the 1930s, it was so pervasive that everybody knew what was going on. But now, we don't know. Because it's not...
Yeah, of course. It's hidden from people so that they don't know how they are manipulated.
Right.
Because I can tell you, and I think David Icke said it, that if the people realize how they are being robbed and manipulated, they are going to hang these controllers.
Sure.
And it's true, because we live in a false reality. Nothing around us is as it is supposed to be. Okay, now, only a fool will allow his enemy to be funded from stolen resources. Have you any idea how much gold these Zionists have been stealing from the Boer countries since 1902?
It millions of
millions
tons.
Of tons of gold, because,
yeah.
It must be millions of tons. You've got no idea what is taken out here. South Africa is... I think there's so much gold. If you take it all out and distribute it over the world, it's going to be as worthless as any other stone there is. It's like the diamonds in Southwest Africa. They can scrape them on heaps with a bulldozer. If they distribute that over the world, then diamonds will be useless. It will be valueless because it will be just a common stone. It's manipulated so that it keeps its value. They only take a few stones and put it in the market, and the rest of it lies on the beach. Nobody's allowed to go there. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
The only question that remains is: Are the countries that have the power to do so are going to cut their losses for their fingers in the pie in the Boers country and help the Boers get their own back? The Anglo-American companies here, the British mines are here. I don't know what Russia gets out of it, because they came to see Zuma as well. All I know is, as long as the Zionists are funded from here, there can never be world peace, because they are always going to be well-funded right from here. And another thing is... Every standard you know, length, weight, temperature, whatever you can think of, has a standard of reference to preserve the value. Why is it not done with money? Because in this way, it remains, it keeps its value, it will preserve its value, and it cannot be manipulated. And another important thing is that most people in the world think that the Boers have taken Africa. Land. And I would like to point out that there were no Africans in the Boer Republics, because this seems to be a lie by which the Boers are allowed to be exterminated so that the country can be exploited, and this lie is abused to let every African from all over Africa in to claim a part of the Boers country. If you Google the Mafeking period, Mfecane period, this is the time prior to the Boers founding their republics, when Sokots of the Zulus cleaned the areas out, which was later named the Transvaal and the Free State. They went on a genocide spree, and they cleaned everything out that was here. They estimate some 2 million Africans were wiped out by the Zulus. So when the Boers moved into the areas, the Transvaal and the Free State, there were no Africans there. Wherever they met others, that is where their borders were put up. When the Boers founded their republics, the British and the Cape Dutch Afrikaners would never have acknowledged the Boer republics in the 1950s if any land was taken from Africans or if the Boers drove any of them out to get the land. There were no Africans here. You must keep in mind that the British and the Cape Dutch Afrikaners hated the Boers because the Boers would not submit to their authority. They prosecuted them wherever they could. And if the Boers dared to take anything from these Africans, then they would not have acknowledged the Boers, the Boer republics. In the 1880s, the British imported Indians from India to work as slaves in the Natal sugarcane fields because there were no Africans here to be abused as slaves. That is why there are so many Indians in the colony of South Africa. The Zulus refused to work for the British because of the Anglo-Zulu War of 1878. After the war, the Afrikaners, this is the Second Anglo-Boer War. After the war, the Afrikaners imported some 100,000 Chinese to work in the gold mines because there were no Africans in the Boer country. This is documented. These Chinese were taken back when they got Africans to come in here. The Boer republics were internationally recognized in the 1850s by Britain and the rest of the world. I have a document here that even states that some of the American states acknowledged by writing letters to the Boers and congratulating them. It means that the world agreed that it was acceptable for the Boers to have their own country. When the British changed their minds after the resources were discovered, and these were the diamonds at Kimberley and the gold in Johannesburg, does not justify the change of mind that the Boers cannot have their country anymore. The Boers defended their sovereignty in 2 wars. Okay, and I'm almost out of everything I want to say in my talk here.
You know, it's very interesting, too, that, I mean, who says that these diamonds, I mean, who places the value on those diamonds? And who controls the price? And you could say the same thing about gold. I mean, it's who controls those two entities that is very important, don't you think?
Yes, but look, if you have something like gold and there's a scarcity in the world, in other words, there's not mountains of it lying around.
Sure.
Then when they do discover some, that gets to become a certain value. And if it has to be mined, that's got to be added to the value. Otherwise, it's not worth it to mine. So if you get a large, if you think gold is worth something, and let's say the ice melt off the South Pole, the Antarctica, and everything there, the whole continent is just one huge piece of gold. Do you know how destructive it's going to be for the gold in the rest of the world to be currency?
Sure.
It's going to become worthless because everybody's going to have a bucket full of gold sitting around the corner somewhere, and nobody will be interested in it. So the concept of value is manipulated to keep its value
right.
High. That's why I say money is an exchange method to make trade fair.
Right.
If you want to buy something, then you give money to make the exchange fair, and you can exchange that way. It's a between goer. But to think that gold is worth something, I would rather say create a fixed value so that it cannot be manipulated.
Right.
Because the internationalists, who wants to control the world, can control anything if it doesn't have a fixed value. As soon as a fixed value is determined, then they cannot manipulate it. How are they going to manipulate it? The value will remain constant.
Sure. But it has no inherent value. You can't eat it. So it couldn't keep you alive. Same with diamonds. Those are things that have been manipulated.
Well, you can sit on it.
I suppose you could. But as far as keeping you alive, I don't know whether you could do that. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
This is Deanna, and our guest the last 2 hours has been Fani, and we've learned a lot. We were just talking about gold right before we went to the break, and somebody in the chat room mentioned the thing that keeps gold as value is that the elites keep wanting it for themselves, and certainly if things don't have value, then people don't want it, so they place a value on it and expect the rest of us to seek after it, right?
100%.
There was a movie.
So if
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that if gold is going to remain a standard and it keeps on being produced in the colony of South Africa to for the rest of the world to be ruled by, then there's never going to be peace. And it may sound like, in what I've had to say tonight, is some kind of a lecture to Americans. And it's not meant like that, because it is extremely important for us that America survives. America is one of the last few white preserved nations on Earth. I mean, they are going to try and destroy Europe. I don't know how many people are going to survive the integration there. If you look at some of the countries, it's shocking to see how white people have thrown their identity away. And I've just heard it on the American Freedom Party advertisement that you just played as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's 100% correct that the white population in the world has shrinked considerably. And the biggest problem is that we call these racial fornicated people colored. They hate whites.
Yes.
Blacks hate whites.
And you talked about multiculturalism, and we need to understand who is behind that multicultural movement. And I think we all know the answer to that.
Yeah, it's the Zionists. And it doesn't matter if I say it. We expect, somebody told me that they're going to start disarming the people from door to door here now. And if that happens, you can know that this genocide is going to be executed very soon. The Afrikaners are very disappointed that the Clintons didn't come into power. And I think they are, they and the Africans in charge here, or the Zionists, are very worried that the Boers are going to get help somewhere, or somehow get their sovereignty back, or get control over the resources back, because that's all the Zionists have here. If I don't care if they blow the mines up, we never had anything of it in any case. If they blow all the mines up here so that they don't exist, there's no interest in our country and we can have our country back.
Wow.
The problem is the rest of the world is going to keep on suffering as long as this is funded from here.
Yes, how true. Well, thank you so very much for being on the program today, Fani. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And good luck to all Americans. Huh? Bye.
Hey, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.